Get everything you need for your next project at Menards. Keep your gas-powered equipment running smooth with True Fuel. It's ethanol-free, ready to use, and extends the life of your equipment. Get a 110-ounce jug on sale now through June 14th. Shop our selection of True Fuel in-store and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. To Australia, Sydney, Australia, New South Wales, at Easter, Jeremy Zakas. Jeremy, a wonderful Holy Week. We're looking forward to Easter here. You're already in Easter morning, and you're looking at the weather of these last days. We've been watching weather from New South Wales' point of view more than a year because things have been odd, strange, unpredictable. And from the weather map you sent me, you've had a very strange Holy Week. Storms, if I read this correctly, from Queensland all the way down the East Coast, reaching around Sydney to Victoria, thunderstorms, high winds. Is this regular for this time of year as you enter fall? Good evening to you.
G'day, John, and a happy Easter. And look, it has been a roller coaster of a weather ride, and this is really not regular. This is not normal for the beginning part of fall, or as we call it, autumn. What we normally expect is milder weather, cooler temperatures, a little bit of rain, slowly easing into the winter period. But what we got was more attuned to basically the end of winter, heading into a really violent warm summer where you get the tropical winds and warm air coming and crashing with the cold air on the East Coast, causing these phenomenal storm systems. But that all happened this week. So leading up to Easter, which is also, I might remind you, a time when a lot of Australians go away, they go camping, they get into the great outdoors, we suddenly had on Thursday night this enormous storm system build up across the eastern side of Australia. And it was true. It stretched all the way from the bottom of Australia pretty much to the top on the right-hand side if you're looking on a map, so from the southeast to the northern east part of Australia. And right through the end of Thursday, right through Good Friday, we had storm after storm after storm. And when I say storm, we're talking high winds, heavy rain, hailstones, and thunder and lightning like you really haven't seen for a long time here. It was just constantly crashing. It was very, very violent. And it all came in the space of a few hours. As it petered out, or the violent part of the storms petered out across, I guess you could say, Friday afternoon, it just went into driving rain. So a lot of Friday afternoon going into Friday night and then Easter Saturday morning, we just had the tail end, which was rain. But the ferocity and the high intensity of these storms caused absolute chaos because, John, here in Australia too, on Friday morning, Good Friday, a lot of people take the opportunity to fly out to where they're going for their holiday destination for the long weekend, take the opportunity to also go driving. So you can imagine trying to drive in driving rain and thunderstorms and just high winds, and then trying to catch a plane out of Sydney Airport, which is here and one of the biggest airports, or is the biggest airport in Australia. The high winds meant they had to close two of the three runways, which meant all of a sudden with this intense amount of Easter traffic and Easter traveler passenger numbers, Sydney Airport only had one-third of its runways operating, so the lines were massive coming out of the terminals. The delays were at least 90 minutes plus, and some flights were cancelled. So, John, it has been an unnerving start, I guess you could say, to the Easter weekend.
Where did the storms come from? The north, from the tropics, or from the west, from Indian Ocean?
They actually came from the northwest, so more so from the tropics. It was the warm air coming down from the tropics, which was pushed across by that westerly wind out of the Indian Ocean. And the Indian Ocean has a lot of westerly wind systems that tend to push the warmer air from the tropics when it comes north across to the east here. So the main bulk, I guess you could say, came from the north, but it was certainly helped by the Indian Ocean. And then as it came across the Australian interior, where you have a lot of warm air, basically in the desert areas there, that combined into that warm mass that was already coming down from the tropics and crashed into a cold mass, which was already sitting over the eastern part of Australia. The warm mass always wins. It always pushes further than the cold mass. But what it did, it mixed with this cold mass and created these tropical storms and these very violent weather conditions. And it was truly a line of weather from literally Melbourne, Victoria, right up to past Brisbane in Queensland. So this was thousands and thousands of miles of storm.
I have to get used to the scale of Australia. I keep thinking of it as something like a large state. It's a continent, and these cities are quite apart from each other. They're long drives. For example, I think it's 13 hours to drive from Canberra to Brisbane, straight through. So We're talking about immense distances and a storm all the way down the East Coast. All right, but I'm reading here that the temperature is also unusual for Easter. This is early fall for you. What is the temperature supposed to be at Easter time?
Oh, right now, John, we should be enjoying probably really 50 to 60 degree Fahrenheit. It's really, you know, getting still low 20s degrees Celsius and mild weather right now. But the reality is, John, as you mentioned, we're in a chilly weather system right now. Right now, as I'm sitting here in Sydney, at maximum, we're hitting 50 degrees Fahrenheit. So we are well and truly below what should be a 50 to 60 average. And overnight and yesterday, we were only getting about 40 degrees and even lower in many parts of Sydney. So this is a lot chillier. And I mean, I dare to make a prediction here. I suspect we're not only going to continue with these cold temperatures, but we may actually start to see a very early cold weather system winter, which means we're probably going to start to see snow in Victoria anytime now. So this would be an incredibly early snow season, but I think we're going to be seeing something to that magnitude.
Do you get snow in Sydney and New South Wales?
We can up in the Blue Mountains, especially around a small town called Katoomba, which is basically at a high peak there. And typically when you get snow there, everybody rushes up there to play in the snow. So up in the mountains we do. Sydney, very, very rarely, but it can happen. So this could be the year when it's going to happen once again. And it hasn't happened for at least 6, 7, maybe 8 years that I can remember.
Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales. It's been an unusual weather season. It's my first to go through all of these strange changes. And I note, we don't have any reason to connect this to what's been going on in California, except they're the same Pacific Ocean basin. Australia is the southwest of the Pacific basin. California is the northeast of the Pacific basin. Both have experienced unusually heavy rain, bucketing of rain, flooding, and sharp changes in the direction. California's gone through 17 storms, some of which came from the north, from Alaska, with colder air, some of which came from Hawaii, the so-called Pineapple Express, with warmer air. Jeremy is describing to us how they're getting warm and cold air in Australia right now. We'll see. La Nina is supposed to be gone. El Nino is coming back another year. We're going to turn to reptiles now. Fair warning. These are large snakes. But the Australians handle them as if it's every day that you find a snake in your bed. Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales, Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.